It's a beautiful morning. If you've had a bad loss and you get going again, it's just reinforcing what the actual team and the individuals do well. And you've got to keep reminding yourself of that.
There's a little bit of John Longmire from Fox Footy. Makes total sense. He's got some good ones at his disposal. One of those is Luke Parker, outstanding young player, elevated to the leadership group for 2015. Joins us a couple of days out from the big one to kick off their season against the unknowns, Essendon. Good morning to you, Luke Parker.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Hey, congratulations on your elevation to the leadership group. Clearly they hold you in good stead there. They rate what you do, and that is evidenced by that. What are you expecting from Essendon on come Saturday at 4:35 at ANZ Stadium?
Yeah, it's going to be a great game. I think they've got a fair few buses coming up to support us, so no doubt there's going to be a really good atmosphere. Look, we're expecting a normal game, but they're probably going to be fired up as usual, as round one normally is, and it's going to go to another level. And look, we've been preparing all week for their best, and it's really good that we're getting that the best of their side, and that's what you want to be playing the best all year and proving yourself.
Good morning to you, Luke. It's Tim here. I get it has been unusual though, hasn't it, because until Tuesday you probably as a group you weren't quite sure as to what you needed to prepare yourself for. Do you need to prepare yourself for the group that's been running around for Essendon during the pre-season, or the possibility that they'll have their players back? So that must have been a little bit unusual.
Yeah, it was a little bit different, but we just focused on what we know works, and we prepared how we normally do. And like, we want to play anyone, anywhere. So, whether we're playing the top-ups or the their best side, we were preparing for that. And I reckon it's now a really good challenge that we get to play their best early on. And it's good that it's probably all out of the way and everyone can just get back to playing football.
Good morning, Luke. It's Andrew Gaze. Good luck for the start of the season. You never want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, but and you had a great season last year, but is there anything different that we're going to notice as fans from your team as far as the way in which you go about it, the strategies that you're going to use?
Yeah, I think just our consistency. We know what works and what makes us win, and that's our pressure. It starts with that, and we're hoping we've taken that to a new level. And I don't want to give too many things away, mate, but
come on.
Yeah, I guess nothing really has changed. It's the base of our game. We know the basics really work for us. That's our contested ball and pressure, and we get those things right. We know the outcome most of the time.
Let's talk about some of those things that you don't want to talk about, and maybe just workshop them here, Luke, and we can get our audience involved and see whether or not we think they're going to work for you this year. How's your dog going, the dog de Debo?
Oh, yeah, she's going all right. She's costing me a bit of money. Every time I fix something at the vet, she something else pops up. And but she's good, so... getting bigger. She's about 45 kilo now, so just turned one.
He's got Luke's got one of those beautiful. It's actually no. I think they're known as a French Mastiff, aren't they, Luke?
French Mastiff, yeah. The fancy name is Dog de Bordeaux.
Well, so you know, whenever you get these posh dogs, you know they're going to cost you a fortune. I mean, contractually, you must be in a very sound position up there in Sydney to know it doesn't matter what sort of dog I get, I'm going to be able to afford the vet bills for this thing.
I'm hoping Buddy starts paying for
it. I was going to say, just lend him to Buddy occasionally. We can't go through an interview without asking about Buddy. We know that he had a fairly serious concussion there. Is everything okay again for him?
Yeah, he's all fine. He was fine in the change rooms, I think. Gary Rowan's, his hard redhead body, has taken him out. And but he's fine. He's trained, I think, lightly yesterday, and then he'll train full on today. I think Tipo and who else? Jared McVay will be right to go, I think.
I bet you can't wait for round one in a lot of respects, because when you're the beaten grand finalist from the year before, it probably means, okay, you can stop asking me about the grand final now. So this is the last opportunity we'll probably get to speak to you about that. How personally shaken up were you by that day?
Yeah, I think, it definitely hurts. It's the main thing for me was it didn't sum up our season. And we had the most wins we had in 10 years. And, look, it just didn't sum up the way we play football, the way we go, the way our club is known. And, look, I know the boys are really driving. We want to get that opportunity again. So Now the thing is, it's a fresh start. Everyone's on equal points, and we've got to go through the journey again and hopefully get the opportunity again.
And it gives you a great illustration on that one last day of the year as to what did go wrong, because so many things went right leading into it. You're a straight-shooting sort of footballer and a straight-shooting sort of bloke. What do you reckon went wrong that day, in a nutshell?
Oh, it was just the basics. They hunted us all game. That was their game plan. It was they'd outnumber us at the contest. And, their aggression and hit at the ball went to another level, and we didn't go with them. That was probably the basics of it. It's a pretty simple game, and there are always the things that pop up when you lose. So they were basically, the main factors were that, the hit on the ball and just their intensity was well above ours.
Now, Luke, you've stepped up to the leadership group, and when you're part of that leadership group, you've got to answer some pretty tough questions from time to time.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And we have a segment here called Fast Five where we pose some questions to you, and it's rapid fire. We just need five questions, real quick, first thing that comes to your head type answer.
Most importantly, though, the truth.
The truth is critical.
The truth.
All right. Are you happy to be a part of this?
Yeah, for sure.
I like it. Here we go. We put a little clock ticking in the background just for theatre, really. All right, here we go. Who is the worst driver amongst the list?
Dan Hannabury. Yes.
Who's quicker out of the Lewis Jetta and Gary Rowan?
Gary Rowan when he doesn't have a rod in his leg.
Yes, that certainly would inhibit someone having a rod in your leg. Most likely to cry at the movies?
Harry Cunningham, he's pretty emotional.
Right. Most likely to own a poodle?
Mike Pike.
And who is the top... Who? What was that?
Mike Pike at Sudim, I think.
Yes. And who's the tightest teammate?
Titus is Dane Rampey.
Dane Rampey.
Always so many IOUs.
Oh, beautiful. Luke, good luck. Good luck on Saturday evening, mate. We honestly, for so many different reasons, we can't wait for it to start. We're looking forward to it. We know you'll be right in the middle of it all again for 2015.
No worries,
thanks
boys.
For joining us, mate.